The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father, who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up treasures for yourselves on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When you fast, do not be like the hypocrites. Not if you fast, but when. Jesus assumes that you will fast. This is not given as a command that must be followed, though. And yet it is a good and helpful exercise for Christians to follow. Luther once said it is right to fast frequently in order to subdue and control the body. He says this because the body also is sinful and will try to influence a person. It will try to influence you toward fleshly sins such as gluttony and other shameful desires. And thus we should control our bodies and not let them control us. To discipline and train the body, sometimes it's good to ignore the promptings of the body, such as hunger. Train the body so that you do not simply live like an animal doing whatever it is that your desires tell you to do. Now, Luther goes on to say, though, but one should not fast with a view to meriting something by it as by a good work. On no account dare it be done for the purpose of making it an act of worship or a means of meriting something and reconciling God. So when you fast, remember that it does not make you any better in God's eyes. Baptism has already made you as good in His sight as you could ever get. However, we seldom fast, if ever, right? We've become lazy and we've become undisciplined. We've let the appetites and the desires of the body control us far too often. For we have easily seen the truth. The truth that we do not need to fast or do anything to make ourselves right with God. But then, of course, we ignore the kinds of things that the saints before us have done. Christ Himself fasted for 40 days, and although we cannot go that long, we hesitate to follow His example for even a single meal. As Luther warned, care must be taken lest a lazy indifference to such suppression of the flesh grow out of this freedom. For the roguish Adam is exceedingly tricky in pleading the ruin of body and mind as a reason for indulging his wants and desires. This roguish Adam is very strong, and it easily takes advantage of any opening that we give it. We must fight against it constantly. We must fight against the old Adam within us constantly. For although it is no sin to omit fasting, it is a sin to be a glutton. And we Americans are certainly in danger constantly of that. And even the Catechism gets into it, right? Fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine outward training. And yet I cannot stand here in front of you in good conscience and tell you that you must fast, just like Luther wouldn't and could not give that command either. It would be a tyranny of the law and an abuse of the office. Instead, let it simply be encouraged that fasting can be a good and godly practice. But be warned of the abuse as well. Even if we do fast and control ourselves, we can easily fall into self-righteousness. No sooner do we succeed in curbing our fleshly desires than we pat ourselves on the back and say, "Well done, I'm really getting the hang of this spiritual stuff." Even the littlest scrap of pride in our works wrecks them with the stain of hypocrisy. For then we do the work out of a desire to be more righteous in ourselves. And that is no good work either. And so we swerve to avoid one ditch and end up driving into the opposite one. If not gluttony, well then pride and self-righteousness. But don't give up. Don't give up just because the old Adam wants to abuse it. Instead, repent and look to Jesus. Repent and look to Jesus, for he suffered pain and hunger, and yet did not give in to the temptations to gluttony or the other desires of the flesh. Rather, he was perfectly disciplined, and he was truly obedient. Likewise, Christ also conquered the temptation to be self-righteous. He took no pride in his own righteousness, but he counted himself as a sinner. So he submitted to the law and without stumbling kept every jot and every tittle. Christ chose a path of humiliation and pain. He chose the cross, dying as the worst sinner. For he was not self-righteous, but he was humble and he was meek. Thus, he obeyed the Father's will. He conquered the sinful flesh and he redeemed you from death. And now the Father promises you a resurrection to a body that has no sinful flesh. He made this promise by raising his own Son in immortal, incorruptible flesh. He has promised you a new earth that has no place for unrighteousness. He has promised endless feasts of delight without danger of gluttony. For the Father, through Christ, has prepared a new creation that shall be your home, full of splendor, full of joy forever and ever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.